My dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If I don't go away, the Helper will not come to you, Jesus told his disciples on the very night he was to be betrayed into the hands of those who would crucify him. Jesus knew where the coming hours would lead him, to a wooden cross and to certain death. He also knew where the coming hours and days would lead his disciples, running away from him, terrified, feeling alone and abandoned, and eventually locking themselves in an upper room full of fear over the uncertainty of what lied ahead for them. Our Lord knew this, and so he gave them a promise to comfort them. I will send you a helper, a comforter, to stand up for you, to defend you, and give you courage in these uncertain days. And Jesus delivered on that promise some 50 days later on the day of Pentecost. And the very disciples who locked themselves in an upper room out of fear from the Jews were now proclaiming the mighty acts of God to Jews from every nation. And Peter, the one who betrayed our Lord, arose and full of the Holy Spirit, preached boldly to them that Jesus, whom they crucified, God resurrected from the dead and has exalted him and has seated him at his right hand. God used the mouth of an unlikely character to give birth to his church, not by Peter's power or eloquence, by God's power, the power of his word and his spirit. And he has done the same for you and for me and for little Carter, who was baptized this morning. That same word, the very same spirit that was present at Pentecost, is the same word and spirit that gives you life and gathers you into Christ's church. You are here this morning through a sermon that was preached 2,000 years ago. But this has been God's plan all along. And he keeps delivering what he promises. God asked Ezekiel if a bunch of dried bones piled in a valley could live again. And Ezekiel gave the safe answer. Well, Lord, you know. So what does God tell Ezekiel to do? Preach. Preach to these dead bones and have them hear the word of the Lord. And what did God promise? He promised that he would cause breath to enter them and that he would put his spirit into them and they would live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it, declares the Lord. Word and spirit, death and life, promise and fulfillment, God brings to pass what he declares. Then there is you and me and little Carter, brought into this world kicking and screaming. Our first breath of life as a newborn infant is also one breath closer to our death. You were brought into this world alive, yet dead. Dead in your trespasses and in your sins. Very much alive, but with a heart of stone. Cold towards your Creator. Hardened against loving Him with your heart. But that is Adam's curse, and we can't change it. We can't breathe new life into ourselves. We can't do open heart surgery and transplant our hearts that are hell-bent on loving ourselves with a new heart that obeys perfectly the law of love toward God and toward our neighbor. Just try it. Stop it. Stop what? Well, stop your evil thoughts. Stop stealing from your employer and your government. Stop the hating, the lusting, the name-calling, the teasing. Stop your pride, your deceit, the envy, the bad-mouthing. Stop being anxious and worrying, being depressed. Stop those impure thoughts that are up here and in here. Just try it. Stop it. And you can't. And neither can I. Left alone, we are dead men and women. Sinners with dry, dead bones. Unrighteous and unclean corpses under the righteous judgment of God. Can these bones live? Can you have life? God has declared it so, and He delivers what He promises. Exactly does God promise, and what exactly does He deliver? Pentecost answers that question. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and all who are far off, whom the Lord our God calls to Himself. God sprinkled clean water on you, and He made you clean from all your uncleanliness. God has given you a new heart and has put His Spirit within you. He has made you His child and has given you new birth through His Word and through His Spirit. Your baptism is your Pentecost, bringing you into the fold of Christ's church that begun on the first Pentecost. Once you were dead in your sins, but now you've been made alive by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. When I go, I will send the Helper to you. Jesus knows the difficult days that you spend upon this earth. He knows your battles. This life is filled with uncertainty and hostility. Even with the certainty of death, you still don't know when or how. And our new life in Christ must be lived out in our fallen bodies, in constant battle. The spirit against the flesh. The new Adam against our old Adam. Jesus sends a helper and a comforter to give you courage and boldness in the face of life's uncertainties and difficulties. Just how does the Holy Spirit help us? He testifies of Christ Jesus. He centers your faith and your hope upon the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for you. When the Spirit convicts you of your sin, He leads you to repentance. When our righteous works are exposed as worthless refuse, and we find ourselves helpless against our sinful passions, the Spirit works faith in us through the gospel to cause us to trust in the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ given to you and to me. When you are being condemned by the accuser, the devil, and are being assaulted with the fiery darts of the accusations that he launches after you and at you, the Spirit comes to our defense. And since Satan has already been judged, we've also been judged. Satan has been judged guilty, and you have been judged righteous through Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't leave you as orphans, but he has promised that he would never leave you or forsake you, and that he would send his Spirit to be with you forever. The Helper leads us into truth. The truth that gives certainty that one can take and stake his life on it. Because this certainty is not found in you or in me, but on the very Word of God that comes to you. The same Word that brought creation into existence. The Word that put flesh on dead bones. The Word that became flesh for us and brought us from death into life comes to you this very morning and is delivered to you with power. The gospel of Christ is the power of God that declares your sins forgiven and gives you eternal life. God delivers what he promises. In a world full of uncertainty, here at the font is where our Heavenly Father gives you, his child, the certainty of life and the forgiveness of your sins. In Jesus' death and resurrection, you've been buried and you've been raised to life in him. And here at the altar, Jesus Christ delivers to you his very word that he declared at his Last Supper, his body and blood given to you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. These gifts are for you, whom our Lord God has called here together this morning. Our Lord went away. He ascended so that his holy comforter may be with you. But Jesus is coming again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. This is most certainly true. In Jesus' name, amen.